Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, April 30th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Dr. Stacy Bishop with the Department of Health and Human Performance at A&M Commerce on nutrition. Birthdays.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Talk to me.
Willie Nelson is 81 years old today. Cloris Leachman is 86. Basketball great Isaiah Thomas is 53. On this day in history, what a day it is. In 1789, George Washington takes the oath of office as the first president of the United States. In 1803, the Louisiana Purchase. From the History Channel.
At the dawn of the 19th century, a restless America looked to the West. The population of this young country, some 5.5 million people, needed room to grow. They got their wish on April 30th, 1803, when America was suddenly transformed from 17 states and the Western territories to a nation nearly double in size.
In 1945, as Allied forces closed in, the life of Adolf Hitler comes to an end in his Berlin bunker. Mystery still surrounds Hitler's death. This 1945 BBC broadcast describes Russian officials attempting to identify Hitler's body.
There, at the bottom of those steps, they found the half-burned body of a man with a lock of black hair on the right-hand side of his face and a little black mustache. And they looked at him more closely, and their doctors came to the conclusion that it was what they call a bad double of Hitler, and not Hitler himself. If that is so, then all trace of him has disappeared.
Today it's believed the Russians did find Hitler's body and disposed of the remains. In 1975, the chaotic fall of Saigon to communist North Vietnamese forces, the evacuation of South Vietnamese and Americans from Saigon, described on ABC News.
Finally, they roared into view. Big U.S. Marine helicopters, the Jolly Green Giants, and one could sense the soaring confidence of the evacuees that they were going to exit from Vietnam. The choppers began loading up, and then after about 3 hours, it was our turn to run for the helicopter. Marines surrounded the chopper pad with guns at the ready. And finally, the Jolly Green Giant blew its way skyward and rapidly out of range of Viet Cong missiles bracketing the airport.
Number one on the charts in 1959, the soothing sounds of the Fleetwoods, and Come Softly to Me. On the KETR events calendar, the 47th annual Hunt County Fair is open all week. The fairgrounds are located on Farm Road 1570 in Greenville, near L3. The gates, exhibits, and midway open at 5 p.m. There are concerts each evening at 7:30 and 9. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. Our thought for the day is from Willie Nelson, who celebrates his 81st birthday today. I'm from Texas. One of the reasons I like Texas is because there's no one in control. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Assistant Professor of Health and Human Performance at A&M Commerce, Dr. Stacy Bishop. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stacy is an expert in nutrition. And that is his special area of expertise, and he's going to come on with us from time to time to talk about what we eat and should eat and shouldn't eat. And one thing we are all interested in, and that is food and nutrition in particular. And you have some myths you want to share with us this morning.
Yes, sir. I wanted to talk to you about some myths about sugar. Some of the misconceptions that we have about it. So,
what's the first myth about sugar?
Well, and that they say that sugar makes us fat and sick. Sugar makes us fat and sick, and that's the first myth that I wanted to kind of debunk for you. This is just simply not true. If your body needs the calories you're eating, it doesn't matter if it were fats, proteins, or carbs, as long as you're getting what your body needs.
Uh-huh. I think a lot of people would be very happy to hear you say that sugar is not bad in every instance.
Absolutely. No, I think that, you know, moderation is key, but the first thing to think of is that it's not, it does not make us fat. It's not inherently bad.
We're talking with Dr. Stacy Bishop, Assistant Professor of Health and Human Performance here at A&M Commerce, and he specializes in nutrition. Well, what's another myth about sugar?
There are multiple researchers out there and studies that you may read or popular myth that say eating sugar has a psychological component, that it may you may become addicted to certain foods. That is a multifactorial problem. It is not as simple as saying something like that. So you may we joke in biology with some of my colleagues that the only things you care about are dopamine and serotonin, and there is a response. You get one of those hormonal responses from eating foods that you like, and that makes you want to go eat more foods that you like, and you may have a psychological attachment. But in the end, it comes down to calories in versus calories out, and if you're burning what you're eating, you're not going to gain weight.
Mm-hmm. So it does come down to how many calories you take in.
It does, and if you can simplify it that much, and I hate to even oversimplify it, but that is kind of the meat and potatoes of it, to put it in
nutritional terms.
Nutritional terms, absolutely. Right. Yeah, there is no magic pill as of yet, which is good for me because I'll have a job.
Right. But what's another myth that you were going to tell us about?
Another myth or more of a misunderstanding is micronutrient versus macronutrient or nutrient-dense versus calorie-dense food. A nutrient-dense food could have the same amount of overall calories, but it has the vitamins, the minerals, and the proper balance of the calories that you need, that your body's going to ideally use. A calorically dense item, such as a large soda. Okay, a large soda can sometimes double the calories on your meal, and that's where you get into trouble. Was the soda bad? No. But the fact that it was, 800 calories or 250 grams of sugar.
And those soft drinks now, of course, they come in such enormous sizes. So
it's hard not to get too much.
Wow. Really, yeah. Really is true. Well, what should be our takeaway from this today?
The takeaway from this should be that I think many of us haven't realized how much we've engineered activity out of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of athletes or student athletes that when they finish playing, or even professional athletes, when they finish playing, that they gain weight and their body composition gets off. They actually gain a lot of body fat, yet they've not changed anything. And that happens to be the crux of the problem, is that their diet stays the same. They continue to eat the calories. But we've engineered activity out of our lives. We sit at a desk, we walk 100 feet to our car, then we walk another 60 feet to our house, and then we walk 10 feet to the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens to be our activity many times. They've even found that sitting at a desk or watching television for 8 hours is actually burns less calories than sleeping.
My goodness.
Yeah. And so the idea that sugar is inherently bad or sugar is making us fat isn't true. The issue is our activity level. And, moderation. You know, moderation is also going to be key.
I was waiting for you to use that word.
Absolutely, yes. Moderation is key. Everything is poisonous and nothing is poisonous. So too much of anything could be bad.
Good. Hey, we're out of time, but thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's Dr. Stacy Bishop, who's Assistant Professor of Health and Human Performance at A&M Commerce. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.